Your chief correspondent, Bertram Dowes. All right. So. Some thoughts. So, the first thought is it's better to don't overheat when you're sleeping. It'll wake you up in a not nice way. Actually, I think I'll make LED glow lights again. Make them cool again. Love this. Hump Street Bakery sign. Always puts me in a good mood. It looks like this Lustig restaurant's open. Check it out. 3273 Helms Avenue, across from Pasta Sisters. It looks pretty good. Shout out to Lustig. Okay. So... yeah, sleep with a linen blanket. I think it's actually better to sleep a little bit over cold than over hot, maybe. Because your body naturally needs to dip a little bit in temperature to sleep. Cold showers. Religious cold water shower lasts like 8 years. Real men take cold showers. And actually, if you want to switch it up, what is the exact opposite of a cold shower? It's like a boiling hot shower. So it looks like with showers, the only way to do it is either freezing cold or scalding hot, like so hot that it's like eating a chili spicy, jalapeno peppers, or like ghost chili peppers, where it's so hot that you're about to scald, you just get and then you go and pop out the thing. Even heat training, boiling hot water training, when you're gonna take a bath, make it so effing insanely hot, boiling hot, that like your body cannot almost not stand it. And train your body to deal with the extremes. Just take a cold shower. If your apartment's cold, just crank up the heat. I think the politics of heat. Some people in the run naturally colder and hotter, right? And so it's like you want to make it too hot, too cold, this is, right? So, one of the virtues of living alone or yourself, just your wife and families, crank up the heat. If you don't have a heater, just buy a heat lamp on Amazon or buy a Costco's. Crank up the heat. And also with clothing, currently wearing my brother-in-law Khan's U.S. military $5,000 Gore-Tex military jackets. Super litty. And some Urkim Cash Money armor, double layered, double folds. Like, more and more, I'm actually getting more and more to cashmere. It's like, it's really like, even the feeling of cashmere against your skin, it's super awesome. And if you want to layer up, just buy like a down vest. Just always wear it. I mean, you could put it under a tank top, sleeveless shirt, t-shirt, long neck, turtleneck, whatevs. Always having a little lightweight down vest close to your chest seems like a good strategy. So those are some basic thoughts. So some thoughts. The first thought is kind of thinking about like time. So some thoughts in my mind. So 8 to 12 months from now, if Trump gets elected, price of Bitcoin going to go up or down? I'm not sure. I got to think about that. It's an interesting thought. And also with time, good job, Vitrine's team. Apple Photos team. This one looks good. Why is this one so pixelated? You got to fix that. That one looks good. These ones look good. Haven't seen these ones before. Why is this one? This one looks nice too. Staying cozy, bro? Yeah. Cozy is the motto. Photo critiques in this eye, but then, okay, look. You see that thing in the top right corner? Not good. That's a great composition. That's a good one there too. You guys gotta keep it simple. This one not bad either, but then you see that distraction in the bottom left corner? That's not good. And also, just shoot against the sky. You don't need that white. Just minimalistics. The secret to great compositions is simple, just cut out the clutters. So what's also the virtues of vlogging versus blogging or writing? Ultimately, I think the virtues of walking and blogging, street vlogging, 877 Washington. I think this is the headquarters for the Apple TV's office. And even one funny thought I had was, why cannot Apple produce no good movies, cinemas, and films? It looks like maybe that's where the traditional movie theater is good. They kind of know what to bet on and stuff. But anyways, so you know, creating your own hedge fund, Air Kim, crypto hedge funds. So hedge, I'm still kind of doing some research on it. Hedge comes from Proto-Indo-European. Kind of means like enclosure. So I guess traditionally you created hedges, like, you know, plant hedges or fortress hedges, to essentially protect yourself from, you know, I don't know, predators or the enemy, blah, blahs, right? So if you think about it from a military perspective, like a hedge is like kind of like a barrier. So like, you know, I'm gonna use some StarCraft analogies, right? So let's say StarCraft 1, right? You know, you're playing Lost Temple, right? And then you're Terran. Build the two supply depots, you could build the barracks, and you kind of create this enclosure. You kind of create your own little mini base, keep the Zerglings out, keep the Zealots out, right? And so the original term of hedge, like a hedge fudge, right? Or like there's this, you know, zero hedge, right? Tyler Durden, apparently even Nassim Taleb falls in. But anyways, so the basic notion of a hedge was supposed to be like, hedge your bets against me. So like, if you're doing something super risky, then what you do is you hedge your bets by doing something more safe to offset the risks, right? But now the term hedge fund, it's kind of more like somebody with big huevos, big balls, and big swinging dick, and just kind of, you know, aggressive, seeking regressive returns, etc. And it's one of these funny things is that, like, I mean, this is my basic thought is, kind of like the composition of that. That'd be a good black and white picture. So then basically my generalized notion is, with this is, long story short, live like a homeless poor person, ain't buy nothing. The only thing you gotta buy is meat at Costco, the leg lamb roast or the Wagyu ground beef or whatever, buy some eggs and shit, right? And after that, what you want to do is, just speculate, the joy of speculation. And shout out from Dan, I met him at the, so beautiful. Am I the only one up this early? Yeah, so look at this. Oh wow, it's so beautiful, guys. And look up there. You got Margot in the top, little glass house there. So this is actually a fun place because up there, just go to the restaurant one, super nice, all marble everything. It's a funny little store here opened. So beautiful. Look at it, it's so beautiful. And actually, look at all the sparkling lights. Yeah, Ubisoft's up there, and then Riot Games. Dan, he used to work on the Google Plus Photos team, I guess. Now he's the chief marketing officer for Riot Games, the League of Legends place. Met him at the one of the gyms here, the Tonic Fitness place, Gym Tonic. I've been like doing some like gym searching in LA. Honestly, all the gyms kind of suck. I mean, even I toured the Equinox here in Culver City. I mean, like, it's all right, but then, like, the what they have going for them is the Hammer Strength Life Fitness equipment, which is good. The barbells suck. The weight plates are nice. But beyond that, maybe it's just better to go into LA Fitness. But anyways, so a simple, risky, or safe strategy, right? So my thoughts is 90% of your assets in Bitcoin and 10% in Chainlink seems to be a quote-unquote more risky hedge. Or the other way you could do it too is 90% Chainlink and 10% Bitcoin. That's actually the safer route. You could just flip it either way. I mean, 90-10... 80-20, both of them tend to be good strategies. You're welcome. Good morning. Well, I like your shoes.
Thank you.
So cool. Okay. Man, me now, wake up early and talking to people, just speak Spanish. Everyone here would be Spanish or Spanish speaking. Another funny thing is like being Hispanic, Latino, whatevs, right? So one thing you'll learn about living here in LA or SoCal's whatevs, right, is that you assume everyone Mexican, but no, a lot of people from Guatemala and stuff like that. So it's like, what's the difference between someone from Guatemala versus Mexico? It's like the difference between somebody from like Berkeley, the Bay Area, versus like Texas, like the, you know, gun-toting, you're on my property, Texas, right? Or the difference between someone from Detroit, Michigan, versus somebody from, I don't know, New York, the Hamptons, I guess, right? So, better analogy, right? If you confound a Japanese person and a Korean people finna get super angry because, I mean, not that much anymore, but the older generation, my mom's generation, older, right? They hate the Japanese because they done colonized Korea, forced Korean people to speak Japanese, stop speaking Korean, etc. Or also, it's funny too, because like mainland China and Vietnam, they're kind of frenemies, but, for the most part, especially the Vietnamese diaspora, the boat peoples, Fall Saigon, Vietnamese in America, they do not want to be mistaken as Chinese, mainland Chinese. It's the greatest insult. Even as a kid growing up, you know, I'm Korean American, right? If people confuse me for Chinese, I took that as an extreme insult. I hated that. But you know, I get it, whatevs, right? So anyways, just look at people. The word Hispanic is interesting too, because I think it's coming back in vogue where Hispanic, Spain, so anybody who's like speaks the Spanish language, I guess they technically Hispanic, right? Latino means like Latin America, but not all Latinos, Latin Americans are Hispanic and all Hispanics are Latino. So anyways, I mean, easier thing is just like, you speak Spanish? Hablas español? No hablas español, right? And then also the good thing too, in Cali, LA, right? Everyone knows a little Spanish, right? They'd be like, hola, hasta luego. Or like what? Even Arnold was like, hasta la vista. Da, baby. gotta bring back the Terminator vibes. Gotta bring back the Johnny Bravo. Actually, it's so funny too, because like, I'm the only one who's not woke because I don't toke. I don't drink Coke. No Coke Zero. Don't drink the Coke Zero if you want to be a hero. You up like Robert De Niro. Or like the Roman Emperor Nero. Yeah, so LA. So Los Angeles, the city of angels, city of dreams, so far after all this, that it is. It's like, is it where your heart is? You should go back to where your heart started, the alchemist, right? So back in LA, don't know how long I'm gonna be here. I mean, actually, I often talk to Cindy, and, you know, what I tell Cindy all the time is, I'm not certain about nothing in life. The only certainty I have is that we're probably not going to live in one place for the rest of our lives. So once again, the upside of renting versus buying a house, homeownership. Also, currently reading Galliani's Odd Money, Della Moneta, super lit. And the generalized thought and idea is, like, how is money made, wealth that it is? So money is interesting because technically money, portable money, US dollars, Bitcoin, whatever it says, is your wallet, your digital wallet, your physical wallet, your cash money, whatever, is the most useful asset. Because let's say you want to go abroad, you want to move to Cambodia or Phnom Penh or somewhere in Vietnam, Hanoi, Saigon, etc. You can't take your property with you. You can't take your Lamb or your Ferrari or your car with you. You can't take your house with you, right? But you can take your money with you. And so Galliani's theory about money, wealth, and nations is so interesting. Like, way better than Adam Smith, all these losers, right? So Galliani, typical Italian wit. And also what's so cool is that, like, you know, the way his writing, it's more philosophical than, quote, being an economist. I mean, the new hocus pocus of today's world are economists. If somebody says they study economics, had the MBA, went to business school, put zero faith in them. Why? Because I ain't never met nobody who's actually real successful who got the MBA or business school, whatevs. Real entrepreneurs never go to business schools. you think like, a Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk or even a Jay-Z go business school? It's like, no, it's kind of anything that requires credentials, or like, the only reason one would get a master's, an MBA, and some sort of program, right? They just want to get a salary bump at their boring, you know, 9-to-5 salary job. It don't matter if you work at Google, Amazon, Facebook, Netflix, things, whatever you want to call it. As long as you still got a salary, you still a slubber. Even Tim Cook, I mean, even though he's a CEO, right? I mean, as long as you're still collecting a paycheck, you're a CEO collecting a paycheck, yeah, you don't got no real freedoms. Like, and even, I mean, I think it's pretty smart that Joni, you're watching this, smart, you dipped out of apples. Gotta create your own apple. We got a new Honda Odyssey on the lot. Okay, so fun fact, right? What is the real rich people's cars? It's actually a Honda Odyssey, specifically a white Honda Odyssey. Like, you go to Palos Verdes, go to the mountains, what is, right? What is the real rich people's driving? Honda Odyssey, universal. I don't know why. It's a... And the funny thing about reality and things you'll discover is... like, don't ask people for their opinion. Just ask them what they do legitimately in their real life. So the difference between revealed preferences and fake preferences is that revealed preferences is like, you know, what, you know, people put their money where their mouth is like, what do they actually really do with their monies? What do they really drive, or car, or own, whatevs? You'll actually show their values. And so, wow, 2022 Lexus GX, still $50,000. It was so expensive. Car is terrible on gas. Terrible. Actually, the big issue, yeah, I guess it's bad on gas, but what is? Yeah, you live in LA. You do not want to have an SUV. No loser G-Wagon, matte black, AMG, blah, blah, blahs. It's like, you want to drive a tank on the street? good luck parking your tank in a skinny parking spot. Especially now that the new Tesla Model 3 is coming out. I was looking at the prices today, right? I'm like, there's really, really no reason to not buy a Tesla no more, is the basic idea. Is there any reason to not buy a Tesla no more? Yeah, I think not. So yeah, even the Tesla Model Ys, like, just look at the prices, right? Super not that expensive. Even black no more. Yeah, and actually the true wealthy people, you don't even own no car. Like, I guess one of the good things about living in New York, Manhattan, maybe even Brooklyn, not sure, but you don't need to own a car, nor do you desire to have a car. And actually the funny thing is the difference between New York and LA, Cali, right? Would you prefer to live in LA or New York? New York is like, I mean, New York cool, right? But like, LA is way better. Why? Because funny thing that no one ever talks about, right? LA actually has a very robust park system. We got Malibu, we got the Getty, now the Geffen Centers, we got LACMA, New York MoMA, nobody cares about MoMA or New York. And people are like, and a Wind Tour. I'm like, it's like, y'all just owned by, are they owned by, who are they owned by? What's his name? So Warner Brothers Discovery, they're owned by, man, I always forget the name of the companies, but anyways, Stephen Schwartzman, or I forget the names, but anyways, just the one of the most useful thing with ChatGPT 4 is whatever, it's only $20 a month, just subscribe to it, don't be a cheapo, guys. Stop using the Googles. The heuristic is simple, is anything you would otherwise Google, just ChatGPT's it. It's more reliable because you don't have this, like, you know, stupid content marketing nonsense, and ads. Stop using Google Chrome. It's ugly. Use Safari instead. Shout out to the Apple Safari team. Y'all's lady. You get the Ercum seal of approval. Good job, guys. I always get my thoughts off train. Actually, the reason I do these blogs and stuff like that is, like, with knowledge, you know, philosophy, etc., right? Ain't no right or wrong answers here. It's just, like, to me, my only thought is, are the thoughts interesting? Do they get you going or not? And I mean, I still think that's where Kanye is so interesting, where, you know, even seeing a little bit of the Lex Fridman interviews, I liked it because Kanye was like, maybe in school we should only teach kids math and engineering, and the rest of the time just have it being recess. And I'm like, I kind of like that idea. I mean, I'm not good at the maths. I mean, K-12 education, like, make it an uber stem cell class where it's only centered around mathematics, critical inquiry, the classics. Even Nassim Taleb says something interesting. I'm like, man, Kanye is, like, way more genius than people think he is. Let's not forget that his mom was a college, I think, English professor. She had her PhD. I'll do a hot yogas. Even Nassim Taleb is like best education K-12. Just mathematics and the classics. Maybe I'll teach him the classics. Have his tutors teach math, and then the rest of the time just be physical, smart, and training. I mean, honestly, I think, like, oh, another thing that Galliani said on wealth is, what he essentially said was, when it comes to wealth and stuff like that, what you want to do and think about and strategize is, true wealth is what you have versus minus what somebody else has. And I guess the dynamic ratio, if you want to desire what they have versus what they don't have, I suppose, is the thought. So I just think it's like, is there anyone else whose life I admire or I desire? Actually, no. I mean, like, even Jeff Bezos, he's only 5'7". Right? It doesn't matter if he's got the yacht, the billionaire things. I do not desire the life of anyone else but EK's. Alright, part two. Alright. Continuing the part two. And also another pro tip, you know, we got the untouchables. I call it the unlookables. You see the glimpse of somebody you don't like, just walk away the sidewalk on the opposite direction. Don't make eye contact, walk the ways. Pretend like they don't exist is a good strategy. Otherwise, I get turned up. Some more thoughts. So it looks like tech is pretty much donezo. I mean, we done seen the whole tech thing come and go. Looks like most of my friends done dipped out of tech. And I was even like, I like to overhear conversation. I'm just like walking the Baldwin Hills overview steps, nice park, etc. It's like talking, hearing all these like millennial yuppies, millennials, like people like my, I'm 35, 80, born in 88. My age or a little younger, whatever. Like, they're like, oh, now they quit tech, blah, 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 right? And even, the Dan, the man, the other guy I met the other day, he done dipped out. Ooh, they installed some new lights here. He done dipped out of the Googles. Apparently what happened at Google Plus, you remember Google Plus, right? Photo scene. Is that like everyone treated as their baby and they just shut it down, right? And then he's now at Riot Games, League of Legends, CMO, Chief Marketing Officer. I don't know if Riot Games is still owned by Tencent Corporation. Not sure, but anyways, yeah, finna never let my kid play with no video games. Actually, I think the funny thing about video games are good for poor people, is my ultimate takeaway, because with video games, the upside is video games are a good babysitter if your parents are just at work all day. And I guess if you live in an unsafe neighborhood, it's better to stay at home locked in playing video games instead of like being on the streets, you know, joining gangs and shit, right? Really, really, really pro tip, guys. If you in the hood, you want to do some, you know, change the world, you know, help out your neighborhoods, whatever, right? I would actually say the best way to get these kids off the streets, doing more good, virtuous things, etc., right? Is just open up free gyms, like powerlifting gyms or strongman gyms or whatevs, right? And more productive ways for, you know, kids or guys or whatevs to show off their masculinities, not through guns, you know, all these fucking initiation bullshits, right? It's just like, like every kid in the hood, it's like, get them to Atlas lift four plates. I propose, so Air Kim powerlifting 2.0, 3.0s, 4.0s is, I mean, sometimes like, I think I even understated my own influence, right? So no more squats, no more deadlifts, right? Instead of a squat, Atlas lift, just imagine like you're doing a squat, but just get under it, stand up, hold the weight for a second or two and just put down, work yourself up until you can do 1,000 pounds. Easy, that's a Texas Power squat bar, 10 plates on each side, and then clip it, and then put on a EK rope, put on a little rope thingy, EK clip, the paracord, and then loop on a 25 and a 2.5er, I think. Yeah, just Google Air Kim 1,000-pound lift. You can find it on the YouTubes. And then instead of doing a deadlift or a rack pull, I mean, it's just way easier to rack, so life's gonna be easier. And the secret is, treat it like you're doing like a hip thrust, deadlift hybrid. Put the weight up higher, right, and just pull it out. Or you could do something called a deadlift walk, which I've been having fun with. Is just, you know, put on the rack pull, and then just walk out the four plates or the three plates or the five plates, whatever, and just put it back. If you can't put it back, just drop on the floor, it's fine. I really, 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 really like my home gyms, but I guess one of the downsides is that, like, I can't be loud and break shit or be loud and shit. So actually, one of the upsides of going to the gym is essentially the privilege of being loud, I suppose. Yeah, beyond that, I'm not sure what else is the upsides. And actually, yeah, like tour the Equinox. I think it's like if you do the all inclusive membership. Okay, so it's like initiation fee is what, $500. The monthly is what, $350. I mean, like, I guess if you go to the gym every single day, always travel, I'm like, it's fine. You got a nice gym and stuff like that. But honestly, I just treat like Equinox like an LA Fitness with a good conscience. Better to just have a. And actually, the funny thing with prices, everything in life is relative. Even I went to this one of those local gyms. There's a new place called Gym Tonic. Next to the Cumulus building. Membership is $250 a month, right? And I'm like, yeah, for $250 a month, just make your own gym. Either make your own gym or, you know, just do the month to month at LA Fitness or whatevs. Yeah, I think with the gyms, only things that you need, really, really need is like a hot sauna. So just go down there, sit down and think, take a nap or do a hot yoga as whatevs, right? Interesting, what Equinox is owned by, I don't know, the other guy who was running is Steven Newhouse. The Newhouse family owns HBO, Warner, Time Warner, Max, whatever, they own everything. Also, they own Vogue and, oh, it's called Advanced Publication. Yeah, Advanced Publication, they own everything. So essentially, Anna Wintour is owned by the Newhouse family. Steven O. Newhouse, I think. And I feel, oh man, all these guys are named Steven. I kind of get confused, right? And the related companies, related.com, they're the ones who own, who they own. They're the ones who own, Equinox, yeah. Equinox, what, SoulCycle, and also Pure Yoga is another thing, or Blink Fitness. I'm not really 100% sure what these things are, but they're all kind of owned by the same corporate thing. And actually, a pro tip, if you want to think entrepreneurial business, right? Just curse by anything. It's like, just open up ChatGPT, get the premium one. The free one actually might even work too. I'm not sure, right? Open up ChatGPT, just ChatGPT's it. Or Kim is all in on AI and ChatGPT's whatevs, right? Just ChatGPT's like, who owns Equinox? It's like, Equinox is owned by, you know, the related company, right? And then type in like, who owns the related company? It's like, related company owned by, and then just keep going down a rabbit hole. And it's better to go down a rabbit hole at ChatGPT rather than Wikipedia, because the issue with Wikipedia is there's always some like weirdo. Oh, let's not forget that Wikipedia is written by, you know, human beings, some nerd at a laptop jerking off to Reddit late at night, and everyone has a hidden agenda. And I'm actually starting to become more and more distrustful of the Wikipedias, because even one of the big issues is, like, I've actually been fine. I ain't finna say no names, right? There's actually a lot of people on Wikipedia who either have written the Wikipedia article on themselves, by themselves, and or had a friend of theirs or a colleague or some third-party person to write it for them. Also, other things that are interesting is just think to yourself, like, why are there not certain people on Wikipedia? So, for example, Greg Glassman, the guy who started CrossFit, right? Why does he not have a Wikipedia page? And why was the scrub? Why does it redirect to CrossFit? Essentially, they have this, like, I don't know, black web, black hat SEOs, people who just kind of bury the results. Greg Glassman. I mean, I read it, it's like, pretty much he is sexist and racist, right? It's like, okay, this is a simple thought. The reason why you should put 000 faith into CrossFit, right? Everyone's giving, like, Greg Glassman head, right? And this, like, you know, this, like, this essentially a wimp, right? This dude is like, has he ever lifted a weight in his life? And the reason why I find this so baffling, right? How you finna have somebody start this, like, fitness revolution, CrossFit notion, right? If the man did himself not done lifted a weight himself, right? It's kind of like, my simple analogy is like, imagine if you had a 40-year-old virgin who critiques the you know, sexual penetration strategies of like a Rocco Siffredi, the Italian porn star guy, right? And then the dude never had done his sex and stuff, right? And that's why dudes who drink beer, watch sports, and watch football or basketball, but never done play the sport themselves, it's like, it's superficial at best, because I have a simple heuristic. One should never watch a professional sport of a sport they have never done play themselves, right? For a lot of people, that's actually American football. I mean, believe it or not, Eric Kim, I played American football in high school. Sophomore year, I played outside linebacker. Junior year, I played inside linebacker. I was going to do varsity senior year, but then I dipped out because my tennis coach, Greg Lowe, told me to focus on tennis, and he was like my Mr. Miyagi. I'm like, okay. But yeah, maybe actually I could have done it. I mean, my only regret moving forward is it's good to listen to your mentors, but also it's before I get to the LA Fitness from here, I always forget where it at. Where is it at? Is it over there? Huh. Kind of confused. Yeah, Sony Pictures Entertainment's there. I guess I just got Greg locked. So it's so funny, Sony Pictures Entertainment there, right? Sony Pictures, people never think about this, right? Sony Pictures is actually the same Sony as Sony Camera and Sony that used to make the good flat screen TVs. And let us also not forget that Sony was essentially the OG Apple. I mean, read the Walter Isaacson biography on Steve Jobs. Essentially, Steve Jobs was super inspired by Sony. The sleek black look was in. But then Apple done did differently by making the white iPad, white iPhone, the white iPod. You remember the iPod, right? The clicky wheel spinning thing, right? Having the white headphones at school was so cool instead of the black ones. It's funny that like the trend now is going back to black. Yeah, I think often white is actually much more beautiful. Being street side is better. Okay, I'm gonna jump around. So then also one thing to think about with money is speculation, right? It's like, what is the point of it? Is the Apple store here too? Is Apple on property here? Maybe. This is the Apple photos. Time discounting the future, right? So would you rather make $10 million 10 years from now in just one bet, in one speculation? Or would you rather have $1 million 10 months from now? Or would you have a steady $25,000 USD profit day to day? So these are some interesting questions. Obviously, no right or wrong answers here. There are just different preferences. So things to consider. So betting on Bitcoin is sexy, back in the Bitcoin game. So why do I find Bitcoin so interesting? First, give the middle finger to JP Morgan Chase and these banks, right? Like, I was just trying to transfer $125,000 to my personal checking Coinbase account transfer, right? It's like, why do I need to go into a fucking teller office, right? And why did it take almost 2 weeks to process the thing? And why do I had to get looped into effing the Philippines? Like, it's so obvious that you're being routed to the Philippines because Filipino people speak the way they speak English. They're like, hello, sir. They're super nice and friendly, right? So for sure. Or, you know, if you're in India, it's obvious. So actually, the benefit of going to the Philippines, Filipino, I eat my pork sisig, my lechon, my mangin nasal, unlimited rice, right? People, how you know that? I'm like, I don't see Manny Pacquiao's house. I went to Boracay. Apparently, when I say Boracay, people are shocked because they said, now I'm like, yeah, I've been to Cebu. No, I haven't been to Cebu yet, right? It's like, what's the difference between Tagalog and Filipino? They're like, whoa, how you know that? Because I know everything. I done traveled a lot, okay? So, also, the good way to know whether someone's well traveled or not. Just ask very specific things, right? So I met a couple from Berlin, right? I'm like, you go to Lidl? They're like, what's Lidl? I'm like, oh, Lidl. They're like, yeah, we love Lidl, right? And then you ask a German. The way you ask a real German question is like, do you love currywurst? They don't love the currywurst. It's like, what's the best way to have currywurst? With mayonnaise or not mayonnaise? People have strong opinions about this. Or it's like, or what do you think about Doner Kebab? Doner Kebab, essentially it's like the tacos, street food of like Berlin, Germany. Same thing with people from LA, SoCal, right? Tacos are the the things that unite us here. Like, in fact, like universally here, everyone's favorite food is Mexican food. Whenever Californians or people from SoCal, even the Bay Area leave, the only thing they ever meet is Mexican food. Even my mom, you know, like, she lived in America longer than she lived in Korea. She lived back in Korea. I'm like, what do you miss about the States? My mom's like almost 70, right? She's like 68 or something. And she's like, I miss good Mexican food. So life in SoCal is good. So some things to think about and consider, right? Is like, what do you want with monies? I mean, basic thing is pay rent, trips to Costco. But beyond that, yeah, I don't think money should be used as a scorecard for goodness. More important to focus on your health. Think about wealth as a via negativa notion. Is wealth ain't having money or having a lot. Essentially, it's a dynamic ratio between what you already got right now and what you desire. But if there's nothing else you desire, then you you got nothing to gain, nothing to lose.